Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and please continue to keep my fine wife, Bev, in prayer. And we just thank you that healing virtue is flowing through her and indeed our whole house. Hallelujah. You know, I talked to you about seven desires to keep motivated for success. But I felt led to write down seven threats to your success. And we're going to discuss those today. Number one, avoid the moral muck. M-U-C-K is defined in dictionary.com as moist farmyard dung, decaying vegetable matter, manure, mire, mud, filth, dirt, slime, inflammatory or sullying remarks. If you've ever walked around a farm, most of the time you can avoid the muck by being careful where and what you step in. However, if you're not paying attention, if you let your guard down, then you're in the muck. Compromise with sin works the same way. If you're diligent with your attention, your focus on the word, you can avoid the muck. Once you begin to compromise God's instructions, things began to get worse and worse, and the muck will seem like quicksand. You can't compromise with sin and win. Let me say that again. You can't compromise with sin and win. But here's some really good news, and it's found in Psalm 40, verse 2. Psalm 40, verse 2, in the Voice translation. It says, He reached down and drew me from the deep, dark hole where I was stranded, mired in the muck and clay. With a gentle hand, he pulled me out to set me down safely on a warm rock. He held me until I was steady enough to continue the journey again. God is waiting and ready to get each of us back on track, continuing the journey to success. Number two, surrendering to doubt. Unfortunately, doubt is as present in our lives as the air we breathe. There are going to be times, not speaking prophetically but practically, when doubt rears its ugly head, seeking to derail your journey to success. I found over the years that doubt links up with hurt, disappointment, anger, depression, envy, jealousy, and some other nasty and yes, negative emotions. There will be times, hallelujah. So you're just going to have to deal with it when it comes. No, let God help you deal with it. Like I said, there are going to be times when you dream of success and it seems a distant memory, but it's not really. How do you deal with doubt? Same way you deal with everything else. The Word. Matthew 14:29. When Peter heard Jesus say, come, he received the authority to get out of the boat and walk on water by faith, which he did. Matthew 14:29-30. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Peter's doubt was fueled by looking at his circumstances instead of keeping his eyes on the Lord Jesus, the Word. Matthew 14:31, New Living Translation. Jesus immediately reached down and grabbed him, Peter, from the water. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? We all have sudden burst of faith to propel us out of the boat and past our previous location. When God gives us the authority to do something, to be successful, we should never allow doubt to derail our hopes and dreams. If or when doubt shows up in your life, Psalm 94:19 in the Living Bible to the door. It says, Lord, when doubts fill my mind, when my heart is in turmoil, quiet me and give me renewed hope and cheer. Wow. Number three, trying to be somebody else. God made each of us unique in all the earth. No one else has our finger or voice prints. So why would we ever want to be a copy instead of an original? I've said many times that I'm not Kenneth Copeland, though I have great admiration for him. I'm not Creflo Dollar, though I recognize his powerful anointing. I'm not Jesse Duplantis, though I do have a pretty good sense of humor. I'm not Joel Osteen, though I am one of the most positive people you'll ever meet. I'm not Joyce Meyer, though I do offer a practical insight to daily living. I'm not Dr. Mike Murdoch, even though I'm wise through the wisdom of the Word. I'm not Brother John Avanzini, though I am anointed to teach people how to live debt-free. I'm not any of these people, nor do I want to be. I just want to be me and the better me every day. God didn't create me to be a clone or a copy. He created me to be an original, to be significant in His kingdom as who He created me to be. According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word original means the source or cause from which something arises. What makes you an original is the source of your origination. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. As an original, you were created in His image and after His likeness. And that child of God makes you significant in His eyes. So never let the word or the enemy convince you to be somebody else. Number four, ghost and guilt from your past. Luke 9:62. Classic Amplified Bible. I am he who blots out and cancels transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Wow. The Message Bible translation of that verse, Isaiah 43:25, says it this way. But I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of your past sins. How can God bring up your past sins if He doesn't remember them or even keep a list? See, God will not bring up your past, but the enemy will. But He can only get away with it if we let Him. That's why we have to forget the past and move forward. Philippians 3:13-15. New King James Version. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It may be easier to engage in doubt than to get off the couch, but don't. The consequences are eternal. Number five, laziness. A lazy person will be followed by trouble wherever they go and whatever they do. Proverbs 15:19. A lazy fellow has trouble all through life. Good man's path is easy. A lazy person is not capable of success. Proverbs 12:24, Living Bible. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed. Laziness is a dream robber, a destiny stealer, and a heartbreaker. Number six, loss of energy. In the drive to success, many well-meaning, God-fearing, Bible-quoting believers have fallen asleep at the wheel, only to end up in the ditch. Sometimes it's caused by burning the candle at both ends, not getting a proper amount of rest. But there is a solution. Proverbs 3:21, the Living Bible. Have two goals, that is knowing and doing right in common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they will fill you with living energy and bring you honor and respect. Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary defines energy as, quote, dynamic quality, usable power, positive spiritual force, end quote. That's right. Energy is defined in the secular dictionary as a popular, spiritual, positive spiritual force. What's the best way to deal with a loss of energy? Do what the woman did with the issue of blood. Mark 5:30 Message Bible. At the same moment, Jesus felt energy discharging from him. He turned around and turned around to the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? We have to reach out and touch Jesus, embrace his word, his presence, and we'll find ourselves energized and on the fast track to success once again. Number 7, lack of focus. Luke 9:41, the Message Bible. Jesus said, what a generation, no sense of God, no focus to their lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this? Focus, as we've said many times, can simply be defined as whatever has your attention. It's clear that God wants us focused on his plan for our lives. We're not focused on our future. We're destined to live in our past. Our success is in front of us and not behind us. Anthony Robbins, the noted author and motivational speaker, said, it's not what's happening to you now, what's happened to you in the past, that determines who you become. Rather, it's your decision about what to focus on, what things mean to you, and what you're going to do about it. That will determine your ultimate destiny. A lack of focus would definitely derail your journey to the lifestyle of the saved and successful. So never let that happen. Never let it happen. This is one of our teachings that I think you may want to listen to again. You can do so by calling 1-712-432-0990. 712-432-0990. Access code 832-936 pound. Check it out. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.